I read three letters, reviewed three letters. The first one was by a Dr. Roberts from September 15th, 1970. The second one was from a Dr. Clinton, September 18th, 1970. And the third one was from Dr. Washburn, and that was from October 12th, 1970. I think, the best as I can tell, the first two letters I mentioned are written by psychiatrists, Clinton and Roberts. I believe Washburn was a primary care physician who was Mrs. Stordock's physician over many years and had referred her at times during emotional difficulties. She was married four times and divorced three times. And she had three children, three husbands, and with each husband, she had a child. And also sufficient problems in each marriage, and a divorce followed in each of those three marriages. The relationship with her daughter, Donna, tended to parallel the relationship with her mother, specifically describing poor communication, frequent misunderstanding, acting out, and neurotic dependency. It says they're tying together the family by means of crisis and at times threats of suicide. So apparently what I gather from this is that when she would threaten suicide, this would, you know, gather the troops and maybe come to rescue her. I mean, this sounds like these were very manipulative behaviors, but the suicide attempts in general can often be very manipulative. I mean, unfortunately, people die by trying to hurt themselves when they're just trying to scare somebody or threaten somebody. If you don't do this, look at poor me, you know? Prone to throwing temper tantrums in a very layman's term. She would overreact to other people's ideas or feelings, not considering her own actions towards others. I mean, her behaviors are very much like a child, right? Like a three-year-old who hasn't developed a sense of self. And you throw a temper tantrum, and you demand things, and you easily cry and get offended. So all our diagnoses are based on what someone tells us and what we observe about them. People do lie to psychiatrists all the time. It's not just about defending yourself in a murder trial. They lie about a lot of things. I think that's an embarrassment. Okay. Those two things cannot go together.